We spent the first week on the first two words of the Sulamesis. Then we had already mentioned the concept of the Ritva, understanding Tosfos and says that we're talking about. And in there we had said the Sulamesis Yom Arvi, Amarvi Yom Achamishi. And the reason that's brought down to today, says the Mishnah, is because of Tainus Psulim. Because what happens? We know Takanas Ezra, Shepami Mishab is Bati Hidim Yoshvim Bayaros, Vyoma Shin and Vyoma Hamishi. Shimayolo, Tainus Psulim, Ayamashvim Le Jesus. So, some of the questions that we have to ask, which is, what's the reason behind this Takana? Seems to be from our Mishnah Tainus Psulim. Okay? It seems to be Tainus Psulim, that's the only thing that the Mishnah brings down. Now, within that, we have a couple other questions to ask. Around four questions that we're going to deal with right now. Okay, what questions did you ask? You saw us show them also. Yeah, what do you got? Give me one, Mr. Bart, when you read the Mishnah.
Does the bad reason apply to both of those?
Oh, is this reason of Tainus Psulim? Is it modifying both or only the reason of Psulim? What does it sound like? I mean, if you read it, it can sound like both. Right? So Rashi already says, Pamin b'Shabbat of Sulakot. That this reason of Pamin b'Shabbat of the Beis Din, this only goes on the Sulak. Meaning, so then according to that, do we have any reason for the Amad in our Mishnah?
Yes.
Seemingly not. So within that, what is the reason? If you read the Mishnah like that, and that's how Rashi seems to clearly say that way, then what's the reason why Almana is on Thursday? Does the Mishnah say it? No. Question is, why would it not say it? Okay? That's the question that the Rishonim say. We saw it in the Gemara, which we'll say right now. Where we'll say it right now outside. What are the two reasons why the Almana is a Yom Tamishi? Number one is Shaftu Chachamin, which we're going to get into understanding what that means. Shaftu Chachamin for the Benot Yisrael. And you should have 3 days to prepare. Sarche Suda. Right? And what was the second reason, Mr. Shulman?
Is it not Mara that they're going to stay?
What'd you say?
It's not Mara that she's going to stay, not 3 days to prepare, 3 days after.
It's Shaftu Chacham, not just that 3 days to Sarche Suda, and that he will stay and he won't leave. Correct. It's, let me go after that. It's very important. Let me just write down Shaftu Chacham right now. We will define that because we're going to see it's a machlokas. Tomorrow we're going to see that a big machlokas. Shaftu Chacham, not sure, we don't want the guy to leave. Right? We don't want the guy to leave. Meaning, on a certain level, on Thursday, if they get married, so then we have Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos before he goes to work on Sunday. Okay? Shabbat to Chacham and Nusro get married, Chamishi. We'll read that inside. What's the second reason?
Bracha.
Yeah? Bracha. What type of bracha are we talking about? What Adam? Adam's on Shishi, right? Chamishi, yeah, the bracha of Dagim. And Shishi is of Adam. Correct? But meaning to get married in Yom Chamishi, and she has Bia on Leil Chamishi Vashishi, which is Bracha the Adam, which if you saw in the Gemara on Daf, hey. Okay, for Bracha. So the question, we'll read the Gemara's inside now, because what we're going to do today is going to have very big nafkamina, is how you read the Gemara. But the question is, this is what we call Iker Chasim and HaSefer, which is Sefer, the Sefer called Mishnah. Why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi not bring down these reasons in the Mishnah, according to especially how Rashi had said that this whole thing of Pa'amim, Bishabis, right, that they sat, by Ezra, Tainas Psulim, the refrain that she doesn't have Psulim, and he's going to Mikar Daito, there's a problem of Isurim, there's a problem of living together. So why would this not be listed in the Mishnah? That is question number two. What's question number three? There's a question three and a question number four. What?
Why not
something the Gemara talks about? That we'll see that. Good. What else? Another question that I bet you were seeing is what is when Rashi tells me this is Pini Yeshua asked within Rashi. This is going to be the first interpretation today, which is what Rashi in the first Rashi said. The Sula he says the Amar Avi Takonas Chachamimi. What's Rashi? Is he just telling me that it's a takanas chacham? Is he just telling me, or is he telling me something deeper? Okay? When we read Rashi here, it's something you should know. This is not Din Doraisa. It's a Takas Chachamim that she should get married on Wednesday. Is there something more to that Rashi? What's Rashi coming to teach us? Okay? Fifth and final question, and then we'll start going understanding how we are mityaches to these five questions. And we'll go with five questions. If you and I were writing the language of the Mishnah, the Sulani says the Yom Ravid, the Amal Yom Chamishi. So that, Rabba. Kol b'seder? If you want to know, I'm getting hooked up to the computer. So, okay, good. That's to the computer. Now, two other questions, and we'll go, I'll write down the questions, you're going to tell me what the questions are. Number one is, okay, this was all by the Takana Vezra. What happens when there is no Takana Vezra? Okay, is this all now done? That's tomorrow's year. What's now this? Is it just free for all, you can do whatever you want? Or maybe not? Is there maybe an inyan that maybe you should do it on Thursday because there's bracha? Okay, that's a big question halachically that we're going to see a major machlokas, and I'm going to bring you a tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein tomorrow. Okay, within this. Good? That's tomorrow's shiur. That's morning tomorrow's shiur. One of the people we possibly. That's one of the things. We will go. Give up. You suggest. So that's question. What was question? That was question number four? That was four or five? We'll go over in a second. The last question, then we'll go over all the questions. Then I'll write down the questions clearly. The last question is just a language question, which is when you read it, grammatically, what's problematic there? What should it have said? What's the issue, Mr. Bellows? If they should get married on a Monday and a Wednesday, because if, say to me in English, and then we'll talk in Hebrew, because people are afraid of grammar except for Mr. Ben, right? Then what happens? What do we say in English? What are we afraid of?
If he has a claim,
he will have a claim, right? She'im, not ha'yalot tainis b'sulim, but yi'alot tainis b'sulim. If he will have, she'im yi'alot. If he will have tainis b'sulim, then ha'yamash l'beis. You don't like the deal. Okay, it's not my question. You don't have to love it, but you'll see where it comes from. She'im yi'alot. If he will have in the future, the chachamim, listen, chachamim set up. If a man will have in the future any tainis b'sulim, then he can go to Beis. This is a question that Rav Ram Ben Zachisrael, of course, pointed this out. I thought it was in just the next piece. So let's go over the questions. Let's break down the questions quickly. What was question number one, please? Mr. Seth Jacob, what was question number one? When it says, Pa'amid b'Shabbat, what is it referring to?
Just the basula.
That's what Rashi had said. Okay? If that's true, that led into question number two. Which was what? What led into question number two? You have Mr. Greenblatt? Question number one of the question, it's going to be connected. It's only modified. I would have thought, I'll say the question more clearly, sorry. Pa'amid b'Shabbat, what it sounds like is it's modifying both. It sounds like the statement is modifying both. Comes Rashi to tell me it's only modifying this, the Sulanesis. Okay? So if that's true, leads into question number two, which is what, Mr. Greenblatt?
What's the reason for Amana?
Right? What's the reason for Amana? And why is it not listed in the Mishnah? And why not listed in the Mishnah? It's connected. Do two or three, whatever you want to do. Whatever you want. That's why we have machlokas with five questions, four questions, four questions. Right? What's the reason for Amana? Number three, we wrote down the reasons. And then we had said, why is it not listed in the Mishnah? Why not listed in the Mishnah? Okay, that was number three. What was number four? Anybody?
What's the story nowadays?
Right? Story nowadays, is Manazeh was the question, when there is no without Takana Zezra. Number five?
Yeah.
Hayav Yiyah.
Or what's Rashi telling us?
Right, and...
What's Rashi going to say when he says...
Right, and what'd you say?
What's Rashi going to tell us when he tells us it does?
Yep, and he says it's Takanas Chacham, Rashi. When he says that it's a Takanas Chacham. Right? Better? Okay. Pami B'Shabs Pesula. We'll put 1 and 1A together with Rashi. What's Rashi coming to tell me about the Takanas Chacham? What's he coming to tell me? Right? What's he coming to tell me? Okay? And within there, what else do we have? We have, why is it not listed in the Mishnah? And then what's the other question that we're going to ask? Which is, if I have all these reasons, what's the relationship between these reasons? Is one more important than the other? Okay? Everyone with me? Yeah? Yes? No?
Number five,
the whole idea is that they set up a Beis Din that if you will have a problem of Tainus Pesulim, you should then go to the Beis Din. Problem is, it says it in the past. Im Haya, if you had a Tainus Pesulim, you go to the Beis Din. We're talking about the specific case. If you will have, so it should be in the future. If you will have a Tainus Pesulim, then you would go. Okay? 1 second. Last very important question just above this whole thing is what is the yachas between the reasons? Okay, what's the yachas between the reasons? Okay, we'll put that as number 6. Okay? Everyone clear on the questions? Yeah, Ezra.
I was just wondering, so when it says higher low, does that mean he already had a tie on the ceiling before the marriage?
No. I don't think so. Well, that's part of the problem. Shim higher low. It sounds like
going into the deal, he had a time.
But that, right, which doesn't seem to be the pshat, right? That's exactly where the question comes from. The question is that it sounds like it was a refuah before the makkah, which means that they set up a base and a system that if you will have a problem, you should know. Make sure don't get karer, don't cool down, but keep your hot head because you're going to be in a isser marriage. Good? That's exactly the question. Yeah.
When it says nowadays in question 4, what does that mean? Telling me?
Now, this whole thing, but Muhammad B'Shabbos is only in the time of the Takana of Ezra. But now, how about nowadays?
We don't have it.
Nowadays, do we have the whole issue over there is because of what? So you have Beis Din sitting on Mondays and Thursdays. But if we have a Beis Din sitting every single day, does this all not apply? Maybe it doesn't mean that nowadays you can get married every day or not. Okay? So, yes, sir.
What's 1A
is what's pshat in Rashi. When Rashi says that it's a takanas chacham shetinasi v'rivi, the first Rashi. One of the things we do here is the gold thing. We don't just go through the source and just read Rashi. We want to know what's the nekuda that he's trying to teach us. What's the nekuda samachlokas when we have these two ideas of the Ran? What is the nekuda samachlokas? So to be able to start doing this, I ask you to see the tour of the Rambam. What was up with the tour of the Rambam? What might be different between the tour and the Rambam? Meaning, within this, you might be able to see some differences in the Rambam. Okay? Now before, let's see how we're going to say this. Let's do the Pnei Yehoshua first. Pnei Yehoshua answers a lot of these things together. Let's read the Pnei Yehoshua, and within that, we'll see what's in the Torah of the Rambam. Okay, now we're open up the Pnei Yehoshua. Let's start reading the Pnei Yehoshua. Pnei Yehoshua is, like how many Masechtas are amazing, it's really fantastic. Says the Pnei Yehoshua. He says, what's Pshat Rashi? Lo yadana mabal adein. What's he coming to teach us? The near relative is like the second line. Anybody can tell me what the Pnei Yehoshua says outside before we do it inside? What does the Pnei Yehoshua say, Mr. Judah? Outside. What is the Pnei Yehoshua going to tell me? So number one is what?
Saying that non-criminals you get married on your day.
Hold on. What's bothering Rashi, right? We have a book called What's Bothering Rashi. Right? So according to the Pnei Yehoshua, this is what's bothering Rashi. When he says, Pa'ami b'Shabbat is Abtula Kohen. Right, the second line. He says, Hokufa Kashila Rashi. Balashana Mishnah, the Kapatach Vitarti. It starts off saying, Mesulamises Yom Raviga Honi Amachin Mushi. And it's only Messiah on one. What's going on? Because as we learned in the first day we talked about it, Pamim Shabbat, the whole Tainus Pesulim is only going on in Pesula. And the fourth line, Ulam Wana Biyomach HaMishim Lo Yayim Taimah. So what's Pesach? Lakach Kosev Rash. What does the Bnei Yeshua say the Chiddush of Rashi is? He's not just telling you that there's a Takanas Chachamim. But what's he coming to tell me? Tell me his Chiddush. Yeah, no, what does he say?
Before the Takanas Chachamim, Pesula and Alana were the same. Only after the Takanas Chachamim.
Good, say to me, why were they the same?
Because the Bnei was open every day, so it didn't mean...
That's not what he says. What's the reason why it was the same day? Guy, Mr. Mayor Jacobs. Oh, I had the left me looking. Go ahead, Mr. Ben Barth, what do you say? Because of the bracha. Everyone who's Hasidish, everyone likes getting a bracha. Everyone loves the brachas. That's what he says. Originally, Besula, this was not different. You have to raise the board. Originally, Besula and Almano were on the same day. This is what the Bnei Yeshua is saying, the Chiddush of Rashi. Let's read it inside. This is Gishma. Here we go. He's going to explain all of our things together. I'm going to see within this, it might be the Nekudas Machlokas within the Rishon. The Kach Kosev Rashi. The Takana, I am four lines in. The Takana Sechamim Shikinesim Meravim Shavs the first time. Perush! Fill it in yom psula nischacho Takanas Chachamim Shetinase Jurevi. What's the Chiddush over here? Then who's there a Takanas Chachamim for? Zula, I just fed you something very, very sweet. I just gave you a gift of $1 million. Thanks. What did I just say?
It's not a Takanas Chachamim for Almana.
Say it louder.
It's not a Takanas Chachamim for Almana.
You heard that, G?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did you know that? Did you, Medaika, you knew that?
It's a, we're just going to explain why.
Explain what?
In the name that I heard gives reason according to the syllable, no?
Exactly. Good. Let's explain it. Very good. But not everyone's going to agree with this. Okay, what does he say? $1 million. Dele inyom psula mischacho takanas chachamim shetino sigurvi. Why? Because originally, kodama takana, mistama, hayu psula v'almana shavim lino sigurvi mishum de bracha de oda, de aviv, de adifo, kidmaskinan, the Gemara. Where does the Gemara say that? Daf. Hey, everyone, keep your finger on the spot over the Bnei Yeshua. Let's learn Daf Hey. Make sure we know how to have we learn the Gemara. Because the Gemara's questions are going to be very, very important based on a lot of different assumptions that we have. The Gemara says, he boiled. What's he boiled? Two-sided question. We go two different ones. Bisula mises berevi, vinivelis berevi. Velo chashina likurei daita. Odil mamsula nises berevi vinivelis bechamishi de chashina likurei daita. The Gemara says, how afraid are we within a small amount of time? When the Mishnah says, Bisula nises berevi, are we afraid that the guy is going to cool down so quickly even that we have to worry that they should only have bia that night? Or not? Meaning, can they get married and also have bia berevi? And we're not worrying for such a small amount of time for the cooling down, or maybe not we are, and therefore that's why you have to be bachamishi. Toshma, we bring this right to remember the name Bar Kapar, we're going to talk about it tomorrow. Toshma, the Tony Bar Kapar, not about the name, but about the Yeshiva. The Tony Bar Kapar, Sulani says berevi, benevelas bachamishi. Why? Oil benemra bo brachla dogi. Since there's the brachla dogi. Almana nisis b'chamishi v'nevelas b'shishi hovel v'nem rabo brach la'adam. Gemara says, Taima mishum bracha, because of the bracha. Ava mishum ikure daita lo chayshina. The whole issue is what? Because of bracha. So we're not worried about cooling down. The whole reason why you do chamishi is not because we're afraid that if you also be on Revi, that they're going to cool down. It's only because of the bracha. Ask the Gemara if that's true. If that's true, and we're always, the issue is the bracha, so let the Amana also be on Chamishi, since there's bracha. whole of an ever born bracha of Dagim. Answer to Gemara, that's what the Pnei Yeshua just quoted right now. Bracha le'od de'matifolim. Period. Then we have an Inam. That's why we have our two things up there about the Amana. Amana one says bracha. And the Inami, the other reason why the Almana is on Thursday is because why? Shushaktim. The Tanya, mitneima amru Almana nises bechamishi, niveles bitch. See? What's the reason why they get married on Shishi and get beyond Shishi? Shima tomer tibah bechamishi. The next day he's at work, alok, he's at work. Mamachar mashkin umanato. Should be with her Shlosha Yamin. Should be with her for 3 days. As I said, there's going to be a big issue of Shabbat. But here it's like Mr. Ben Ashad said, Shesameach Shlosha Yamin Chamishi Shabbos Erev Shabbos V'Shabbos. Now even here in the Gemara, what do we have with the Inami? What are we saying? What's the reason why the Almana is married on Thursday and have Bia on Shishi? It's either because of Bracha or because of Shakti. When you read that Gemara and Inami, what does it sound like? Or does it sound like there are independent reasons?
Yeah,
that's why it's Inami. So even more so if they're independent reasons, what it sounds like, Inami.
Does anyone say that they're not independent?
Yeah. Yes. We will see that. Okay? So if that's true even more, the Mishnah should have listed it. Why did the Mishnah not list it? To the point, even more so, Mr. Jack, the Gemara's next statement, and I want you to remember this, is the next part, which is Ma'ika. Tosus brings out two different ways to understand this question. But Ma'ika, being Brachal Ashaktu, two different ways to understand this question. Ika binayu adabatel, Ika inami yomtav shechalios berav shabbos. We're going to get back to that soon. But now you see the Gemara. I just want to break down this Gemara because we have to get back to it. The Gemara says two things. The Gemara says that for the Almana, as we had said over here, it's going to write down the word Inami. Inami. Okay? There's two, seems to be two independent reasons. Shaktu, Chachamim, and Bracha. That's number one. And number two, the Gemara says straight out, my Chilo. What does it say? My Chilo, my Nafkanim. What does it say? My Ikabinai. Again, it sounds like the question that we asked from the Rishonim also, which is, they're independent reasons. If they're independent reasons, why are they all not listed in the Mishnah? It all works together, just the learning of Pshat of the Gemara. Now we go back to the Pnei Yeshua. Now that we've set up the Hey also. So what did the Pnei Yeshua say, as Mr. Griba had said? That the reason why the Almana is not listed is because what's the purpose of we didn't spell this out, we're gonna spell it out right now. The whole purpose of the mission is what? To teach the chiddush of the next part of Rafi. The whole chiddush of the mission is to teach us the Shinui Hadim, this new din that originally, and this is what we were up to, Kodim HaTakana, of that which Rashi's telling me is essential in that first Rashi. Takonas Chachamim! When's it going on Takonas Chachamim? Rashi here is not the Oxford Dictionary. Rashi's telling me something that's fundamental. There's fundamental change going on here. Which is what? There's a Takonas Chachamim Dafka by the Psulim. What do you mean? Because Kodim HaTakana is the Greek like what happened. Everybody, Psulim HaMana, will get married which day? Which day is that same day? Thursday, but we just went it off, hey, because of the bracha. The bracha of Adam is better, Adifa. That's where I stop. Umistama, Mr. Bellows, Kacha, you know, give me Mozola. Then what happened? Mitatanas, Chacham, and Ve'ilach. And this is what Rashi emphasized. Nishtan of Dima Psula. They changed the Dima Psula from Chamisha to Rabi. And but Nisui Amana, Nishirabi Mukoma. The Nisui Amana stayed there. Bechamishi stayed on his day. I didn't need the reason, because this is what's been happening. This is what's been going on. The time of bracha, lo hutzrach l'ashmina. We don't need to say this reason. Okay, what we've answered so far is what? Number one.
Why?
1A. We've answered Pami B'Shabbos P'sula. We've answered 1A, why? What's the whole idea of the Rashi, the Takanas Chachamim? We can answer, what's the reason for the almana? Which is bracha here. And it doesn't have to be mentioned because that's what's been going on the whole time. Correct?
Well, we answer the reason for almana from Maron Hay, right?
What?
You answered that.
Answer. Well, we started doing that, right? But he said over here that his assumption based on Dr. Fenny is that it's been happening. Historically, that's been going on is what? When has everybody been getting married?
Thursday.
On Thursday because of bracha.
Okay.
And therefore, I don't have to mention that in the Mishnah because that's not the Pope. The Mishnah here is not teaching me history. The Mishnah here comes Rashi and tell me, he's telling me the Chiddush of the Takanas Chachamim for the Psula because of the Titus Psula. And now I'm going to answer number 5. Haya V'yir. Tell me why. Why does it say Haya? This is how it's been going on. Look what he says. See, he doesn't say that. This is something, it's not that. If he's going, this is the minute that's been. Let's read it inside. The Alpha Gav. Yeah. Alpha Gav, come on. Hold on, I don't want to do that yet. That we're going to get to. We're going to get to that. I don't want to do that yet. Good. We'll get back to the rest of that. We're going to get back to the rest of the Pnei Shuv. Okay. That's going to be important also. But, so what do we have so far? So the reason why the reasons are not listed is because this mission is telling me about the Shinoi history, this Takanas Chachamim that happened, and therefore, the bottom line according to the Rashi, according to the Pnei Yeshua, is which one is the Takanas Chachamim? Mesula. Is Almana Takanas Chachamim?
No.
Did the Rambam agree to that?
No.
Yes. Let's read the Rambam. Everyone read the Rambam in the Torah. Tell me who agrees with it and who disagrees with it. Tell me, read the Rambam, read the Torah. I'm assuming you all got this.
Yeah.
Read the Rambam, read the Torah. Who's reading the Rambam for me? Mr. Nachi Shomer. What word does he not use? And what word does he use? What does he say one more time? Starting from Rambam and Rambam and Daya inside of the Rambam. What does he say? As opposed to? Say it louder so you can hear you up here. Right? The Rambam just says it's a minhag chachamim. This is not a new takanas chachamim. There's no new takanas chachamim. This has been a minhag chachamim that everyone gets married on Thursday. So it's possible that the Rambam is exactly like Rashi and Pnei Yehoshua. That the Psula is a Takanas Chachamim, because of Tainas Psula. But, when it comes to the Almana, what does he say? It's a Minhag Chachamim. It's a Minhag that's been happening because of what?
So he's saying something a little bit different than that.
Why?
Because Rashi never mentioned, Rashi never mentioned that the Almana.
That the Almana is even a Minhag, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's saying that. You can see him that he's still holding that Almana can get married any day.
Cool, according to Rashi and Pnei Yeshua.
Yeah, but...
Good. I definitely heard. But how the Pnei Yeshua understood it is that the stoma happened, right? You might be having a different piece of whether it's a minhag or 100%. But the bottom line, the emphasis for now, is that is the almana takaras chachamim?
No.
Which is the only takaras chachamim? That's what Rashi was coming to teach me?
Absolutely.
I asked you to read the Torah. What does the Torah say? What does the Torah say? Read it for me, Jack. What does the Torah say? And I'm going to give you what? The Torah. Who was the Torah, Jack?
The Torah was Eben HaEzer.
No, the Torah was in Eben HaEzer. The Eben HaEzer is part of the four Chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch. What are the four Chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Meyer? What's the Eben HaEzer talking about? What's the four Chalakim of the Shulchan Aruch? Yoredeya, Ebenezer, Koshin Mishpat, Orachayim. Orachayim is talking about daily lives. What's Yoredeya talking about? Things that are us or mutter, including Kavod Rav. That's mutter. Okay? That's Nida, Kashrus, Tvilas Kalim, That's all in your day. Okay? What's Kosher Mishpat talking about? Business. And what's Ebenezer talking about? Women. Dinei Nisuin. Gerushin, Ksubas, etc. Okay? So now we have the Torah. Who's the Torah, Mr. Meyer? Son of the Rush. What's your name? The son of the Rush. What's his name?
Like son of the gun?
Yeah. Son of the Rush. It's bad with biblical humor. You just have to get it. If they get it, you don't. Right? So the, what do you got? What's his name? Wise guy. Yeah. What's his name? Yishar. What's his name, the Torah? What? $25,000 a year. You don't know the tours. Who's the tour? MTA. No. TABC. The Mesifta, the Frisch. Yeah. Nobody knows who the tour is. Yaakov Ben Asher. I don't know how you didn't ask the question if you did it already. Should I ask Rav Lior? Who is this tour? Who is this tour guy? The Torah is from Yaakov Ben Asher. What does the Torah say as opposed to the Rambam and as opposed to Rashi? Read it for me. Who was reading?
Yeah,
you think so? I know so also. What does he say? On this side. Where are you? You're good. Keep going. I know Sid Sula. Sorry, God. Okay, so what we have here that is a machlok, is correct? But the Torah seems to say, not like Rashi, not like the Pnei Yeshua or the Rambam, that says that no. What do we have? It's not the Psula's a Takanas Chacham, they're both Takanas Chacham. Both of them are Takanas Chacham. So, that which we're going to see now, whether the Almada was a Takanas Chacham or not, could very well be help us then to understand. Let's look at the reasons then and connect all the other questions that we have also, which is why, what is the relationship between these reasons, and what's the reason, why are they not brought down in our mission? Correct? That's the major question.
The Torah doesn't address our last question with Hayah, right?
Correct. The Hayah of the Year, just to read it to you about that. The Hayah is, it's not a minhag shehinhigu chachamim, but a shayah minhag kadum itzal chachamim. This is a minhag kadum. Minhag kvar hayah mimot olam. And therefore what? That's why the Mishnah says, shim hayah lo tainis psulim hayah mashri, lashon avar. The hayah lo lomar psulim isis liyomar vishim yiyah lo tainis psulim, yeah, mashki. But according to the Pnei Yeshua and the Rambam, this was the middle mikodem with Nizman Mishnah. Okay, that's why it's hoya not yia. Now, I ask you to see some of the Rishonim. Now, we see that we'll see it's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. Write it down. It's a machlokes about the yachas of these reasons. The Pnei Yeshua said the good reasons why I'm not brought up. This is not needed. Because the whole idea of this mission is telling this chiddush of the Takanas Chachamim. But you saw that within the Ran and the Ramban, the Ran's first reason brings down from the Ramban and other Rishonim here. That said, why is the mission not brought down? And the Ran brings two reasons after disagreeing with the Ramban's reason. Let's read the Ran. And obviously, what I wanted you to figure out, as usual, is, Mr. Miles, what is the
Nicholas Maclovis. That's what's important. What did they argue about? He said, she said, what's going on? So let's figure it out. Let's read the Rashi. Go ahead, Mr. Adler, read it inside. Umakshuach. Right? What's the question? Same question we've talked about already, which is what? Just like with Machuacha, very important, it's easy to understand it outside. If you don't know how to read it inside, it's a big problem. Okay, you gotta read it inside. Umachuach. Kihechi the Tani Tana, Hai Taima. Just like this Tana said this reason, which reason is the Shomim? No, our Mishnah says Chaktu. Our Mishnah says Taina Sulu. Hai Taima, Limute Shar Yamin. So the question is what? Mr. Erbach? Listening Ami, what? Why not say? The other reason of Chaktu. We move the to exclude Echo Shabbos just like the Gemara does. Second line. Let's get second chance to Mr. Adler. Listi Nami. Go.
Listi Nami. Tama de Almana de Yom Hamishi. Mishum Shakiru. Mishum Shakiru. Inam Mishum Rachel. Did he eat the Gemara?
Question mark. Like we saw when we learned the Gemara about Hey. Why did the Mishnah list the reasons of the Almana? Either because of Shakiru or because of Rachel. What? Good. Inam. What do we say? Tir tzu bazeh, and this is what the Ramban answers in a lot of the Chochamim of Svarat. Answer this also. Go ahead.
Tir tzu bazeh mishum dehani tame lo kavi dehechit the tarich lei nisas decha the Shabbos v'adam bata lo ichpa lei bedracha no says alana b'choya hayamim kedimuf
kedimina b'nuhana.
Mishimachi lo betani lehu velo
nimi. Well, you have to know when to stop. Mishimachi lo betani lehu. Kama. How do I know to stop there? Lo nihirli, which is what?
It's
not what?
Rejection.
It's not clear. Meaning, it's already, it's a rejection. So he answers it here. Here she was there. What's the reason? What is the reason he say here? What's the reason why these reasons are not listed in the Mishnah? Mr. Appel, what's the reason according to this Ron and the Ramban, which I asked you to see? Why is it not listed in the Mishnah?
Because the base they already met.
Mish, help me out. Help up Mr. Appel. Give him a lifeline. Anybody? How do you not know this? Push. Push. Come on, Isha. Yeah, Bibles. Oh, you should have that.
I believe you said it doesn't apply to everyone.
Ooh. It doesn't apply. The reasons are not what? The reasons are not?
Absolute.
Absolute. Very good, Yom. The reasons are not absolute. Why is that? Tier 2 is every shoe that honey time. Look, V. Dehehi Vitorich Lay. Here comes a big one. This is very, very important. I want everyone to remember this. Because this is going to be a major machlokas. I think people didn't get to the Rashash, right? Okay, tomorrow you're going to do the Rashash and the Sheet of the Kubetz. It's not everyone's going to agree with this line. You remember? Oh, yeah, that's what you said yesterday. Don't remember. Alibi, you remember? 24 hours from now. Right? Dehezi, what did he say over here? These reasons are not absolute. Why? Dehani tami lo tvi. Dehezi the Torah clay. Nisis Echam Shabbos. What does that mean?
Do on Sunday.
You can do it on Sunday if what? If you did the work. Where does it say that? In the Gemara. Where in the Gemara?
I think it's not an
option. Where is it?
Oh,
we'll see. We'll get back.
Yeah.
I asked to read Gimel Malal. Free Gimel Malal. Omar. That's a nice highlight for tomorrow again. Omar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Lo Shanu. That you have to get married on a Wednesday or a Thursday on Mitakamas Ezra Meilach. Shein Bati Din Kvui. El Bishini Vachamishi.
Aber kodet da kann es Ezra, shepote dien kvuim b'chol yom, he should exist b'chol yom. Mara says, what are you trying to do? Kodet da kann es Ezra, mind the haba haba. That's what it was. What are you trying to teach me here? No, this right here. Hochikam. I ika bote dien b'kvuim ha'inna. If nowadays, you have bote dien like it was, ki kodet da kann es Ezra, Isha to be married b'chol yom. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that? Habi inan shoktu. You need shoktu. You need the 3 days. She tarech besuda 3 days. Answers the Gemara. Did tarech lay. So that's what we're talking about. What does tarech lay mean? If he prepared, if they prepared already for a while, then you can get married on Sunday. We're going to see Rashi even on Monday. That's going to be the Rashi to look at. That bottom Rashi, what's going on with that Rashi? We have to see that Rashi. Okay? But this is Mishum the Tirchlay. So it sounds like we have to come back to it. But what does it sound like? Not everyone's going to agree to this. But it sounds like it's not an absolute reason. Why is it not an absolute reason? Because if the whole idea is that you should be Toreach 3 days, and then, like Mr. Ben Asher said, there's two shaktus here. There's one shaktu of the almana to be there for 3 days. And then there's a shaktu to prepare the suda for 3 days. See that? So what do we got here? Tir tu bezeh. Mishum da'ani tami lo kvi. Dehechi the Torah clay. Dehechi the Torah clay. Then you don't have to do it on a Monday or a Thursday. Next, what else is not kavua? What the next thing he says? For other batel, that's also brought down in the Gemara. What are the words about the other batel? What's the fear of the shaktu? So the guy is going to go back to work, but the guy is unemployed. Other batel. Number three. What else could be? He's not a chassid. He doesn't care about brachas. Not only chassid, but you care about brachas. Everyone should care about brachas. Gemara doesn't say that. That Imam doesn't say, Na'al Tiev Birchat Hejo Kalbe Necha, doesn't just say, oh, Kamed Baram Amorim Chassid. But Litvax, you don't have to care about Brachas. Everyone has to. Brachas are very important. Brachas are very important. But let's say you have a Kabbalah. Who doesn't care about Brachas? Lo Ichbal Leiva Bracha. So then, no say the Almana, Bicho Hayami. Kid, like we saw in the Gemara. Kid, look, Mina, the Gemara. Mishum hachi lo tani lohu. Because the reasons are not absolute. What is the assumption of this answer? Is one.
He doesn't worry about that, he doesn't care about brachos together, both, or part of the other.
Good. I mean, what it sounds like to me, as opposed to what we'll see the other answers, that all these reasons are dependent on each other or independent of each other?
Everyone's
like 50-50. They seem to be independent. The point is not that one reason is more important than the other, but rather the issue is what? The issue is that they're not absolute. They're not absolute, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't tell me that one of these reasons are just like not as important. But he says each one is independently strong. And where he would get that from is Pshat the Gemara. If I have the reason why, what all the simple Pshat the Gemara is what? The Inami, we have two reasons. We have the Shaktu and we have the Bruch. The Gemara says, Ma'ika Beinai, what's the difference between them? It seems to me that all three are what? Independent reasons. And then the question then is what point which is so strong. So why is it not brought in the Mishnah? Not like the Pnei Yoshua, but he and the Rabban would say is because it's not absolute. It's not absolute. The reasons are not absolute. We'll see about the Takan in a second. Okay? Now, he doesn't like this himself. He doesn't like this reason. Just listening to what Mr. Atal just said.
Yep. If you look at that inside, seemingly what I just quoted was the Ramban, right? What I just said was the Ramban. Mr. Appel says it straight out. Mr. Appel, read it. If what we just quoted was the Ramban and others, so Mr. Appel is straight on. Read the Ramban, the beginning of the Ramban, what does he say? Mr. Appel, since you nailed it on the head, go.
I don't know, come first from us, listen, it's time with all one of my permission.
So is it black and white like Mr. Appel says? Seems to be, right? That what's a takan, what's not a takan? Amar is not a takan. Amar is not a takan, but the psula is a takan. Now keep reading. Now he himself, the Ron, rejects this. Because if the whole idea is, if the reasons are not absolute, so therefore the din is not absolute, he says. He says, we're loading early. Because what does he say? The Bishlamayulavitani Dina, if you want to say the din, great. You should go Kriyalo Tina. Because sometimes it's on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm okay with the Dina Tani, Alpha Gavdalo Kriya. Even though it's not said. Am I Lotani Day time? Should have mentioned the reasons. Therefore, the Ron himself gives two reasons. And I think even within the Ron's two reasons, it comes exactly with the Ramban. One of them is like the Ramban, one of them is not. What are the Ron's two reasons? What's the Ron's first reason? Yeah, what do you say? Mr. Israeli. He didn't mention the reasons, because he didn't want to be mezalzel on the takan. Okay? Let's read it inside. Okay. Let's read it inside. He's telling me, I asked you then, what is the Nekudas Machlokas between reason one and reason two? Okay? Let's do it. Let's go. Anybody confident to read it inside?
Thompson?
Thompson's at 12:30. 12:21. Okay, so I'm going to read it inside. So we can move ahead. The Fika! That's fine. I definitely have to finish this one. Nearly. The Tana Mislamu Stumi Lani Tani. Why does the Tana not bring these reasons? He hated Lolesi Lazuzli Bittakasu. But Mr. Israel said not to be Mizalzel in the Takana. Dumya the Maida Mina in the third paragraph of the Dharma, you want to be Mabata all year in the Dharma for the whole year. Tana. There's a whole thing over there between Rav and Rahuna. Tana Mistanle Stume Kadesh Loyan Haku Kalabrosh for the Dharma. And you want to go explain it explicitly. Behind the time over here also. The Eman for Arsenis Milsa. If you're going to tell me the reasons behind the Takana, having two voted, there's going to be many people that not speak the Echem Shabbos. Mishu and Tarfu. There's a lot of people that get married on Sunday because they prepare. What? I can't hear you. Ian, what time are you going to get to that? Inami, the Lokati, they're also going to get married. They're not going to care. The Ordos and the Russo with a big Suda. Or Vazol Prabracha Klav. They don't care about the Bracha. And now what Mr. Israeli said, Uman the Chazi. That precedes it. Lo yoda that that's the reason. Mishum hachilu. Elo for them, they're going to think Monday, Sunday, and Wednesday. Sunday and Wednesday are the same. Elo eshav b'shabbos and reviv for them. Lina misu and kiyadani are exactly the same. For the liflo, they're not going to make any distinction between a Sunday and a Wednesday. And what's going to be uprooted? The takana dira bana. Ume'akri takata derabanan legamre. Vechein namu, nami, what'd you say?
That's a kind of
all of
Meaning, all, any one of these things. But say, yeah, first of all, let's talk about Shaktu. But say, now he calls it other bottle that a guy didn't work. V'lo ichbat lei bebracha. He doesn't care bracha. Not siva amana, but kuli omish. Lo sabri dim shum hachim. They're not going to think, oh, you know why? Because this guy did what? This guy doesn't work, and that's why it's not a problem. Ella, they're going to think, the rabbanan lo tikun balmana midi, what's going to happen as a result of that? They're going to uproot takana totally. This is why it only says it short. It only says one of the reasons. Let's bring all the reasons down. That's one part of the run. Can anybody tell, first of all, just tell you when I learned Torah Shabbat with my daughter yesterday in the intro. This is one of the reasons. One of the reasons, talk about how the Torah Shabbat was written. Torah Shabbat originally wasn't written. One of the reasons that's brought down is that what? The reason why Torah Shabbat, they wanted not to be written so it could be special. Be only for Am Yisrael, not for others. But another reason is that if you, the more that you write down, the more the machlokas can be and it's not clear at all. And that if it's written down, then you know everyone's going to start using their thumb, and it's not going to be as clear. Okay, as opposed to a Torah Shabbat Peh, you're able to go clarify everything. So to over there, if the idea here is if you would have written it down, all the reasons would have happened, people wouldn't be asking, and then what's going to happen? You're going to be oker the takana from the first reason of this run. Does he agree with the Rambam, or does he agree with Rashi? Does he say that there's a takana or no takana?
Yes.
Is the Amana Takana? 100%, Mr. Rakat. He says it was a Takana. And therefore what? We're afraid to put in the reasons. Because if you put in the reasons, what's going to happen? You're going to uproot the Takana. Night is day. What's the second reason? What is the second reason? He says, O Mira, Mishum Shoktu Ubrocha Lo Habe Mitakni Rabbanon Likuvi Mitzvot Nisuin. Elo mishum tainas besul de milsa di suru uhutru liyachi besul liyom. What is he saying? There's going to be a couple parts of this. He says, if I only had the reasons of shaktu and a bracha, the rabbis would not have held a person back from getting married. It's only because of the ikar reason of tainas besul. Tainas besul is the ikar reason. And that's what's of Isser, and that's the reason why it's listed in the Mishnah. And because of that, because of this Isser, they needed to what? Miyachi the Psula to designate for the Psula certain dates. The Kiva chose to Yachi. Once they said, okay, I need to designate a couple of days, they put the Psula on Revit. And better than some. Because it also has the Shakun the Brach. But, last three lines. Therefore, they also did what? They didn't want to get back to the art. They say the rabbis don't care about the amanas. Therefore, they care about the amanas also. And they don't care them at all. They won't take a milsa. What do we see from this reason that we got to finish up? This is unbelievable. What does he say? All of our questions. What's the main reason? The Tainas Pesulim because of Isser. And that's what we have to do the day. And that's the reason why it's written in the Mishnah. Why it's written in the Mishnah? Because that's the real reason. And that's the reason why we had that. Because if without that reason, the rabbis would not have helped you back from getting married. Mitzvah Pesulim. But what? Once we designated it, once we have to designate days, we bring in the other reasons of Shaktu and Brach to do it on a Wednesday and a Thursday. But what? To do it on Wednesday. But the Amana, they didn't want to be mezalos on the Amana, so they gave her a day also, whatever. What do you see according to that second reason? Is there a takanas chachamim for the Amana?
No.
So it could very well be all of our questions that come up that we answered up. This machlokis, which Rashi said, is a takanas chachamim versus the amana is not actually answers up also the yachas of the reasons. Are the reasons all of them integral or not? Is with the amana takanas chachamim or not. And within that, please God, we will then move on. If more to do, we'll move on to this manazet and clarify anything. We have to also, within this, we have to read the posters of the Yashas. What the reasons are in the car? We need to do the posters yet. We will finish that up tomorrow.